Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Gordana Slepchev of Anaconda Mining, and Gordana is the Chief Operating Officer for the TSX-listed gold producing company, which is the ticker ANX on the TSX markets. Welcome, Gordana.
Thank you, John.
So we're working with the Mines and Technology Show, and they're going to be doing an event in Toronto from the 2nd to the 4th of October this year, later on in 2017. And I believe you're going to be talking at that event. So I was just wondering, could you give our listeners some background for yourself and to what Anaconda Mining actually do?
I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Anaconda Mining. My background is in the mining. I have finished mining engineering back in the university in Belgrade in 1995, and I've been working back in Serbia until 2003 when my family and I have immigrated to Canada. I've been working in Canada in consulting and in production, coal, iron, phosphate, and gold. I've joined Anaconda Mining about 4 years ago. It's a small gold producer based in Newfoundland. We produce about 16,000 ounces. And this year we have acquired another project in Nova Scotia. We have an expanded Goldboro project that has on the books about 900,000 ounces. So our focus at this point is developing Point Rouge project, which is in Newfoundland. We have a few other projects in the pipeline, including Stogertite, and also we have new discovery Argyle, at which we're currently doing baseline studies and preparing to start environmental assessment process. As well as we acquired Goldboro, we have started the intensive engineering works there, started baseline studies, and we have started PEA. We have hired engineering company WSP to carry this work.
Okay, and I believe the subject of your talk at the Mines and Technology event is going to be around drones in mining. So, I mean, I guess a lot of the themes around are sort of optimizing efficiencies around mining. So how is the use of drones in mining helping Anaconda?
So about a few years ago, we have acquired the drone, as well as we have tried a few innovative approaches in the mining to battle dilution. As every mine has certain challenges, and especially if your ore is low grade, and our ore is about gram and a half to two, 20 to 25% dilution is a big deal. It makes the difference between making it and breaking it. So we have spent quite a bit of time, and with the help of the national research, we have tried few technologies that actually have us help to combat this. So let's say 3 years ago, we had dilution about 25%. We have cut back by last year to about 5%. So it's quite a bit of the savings on that front. And big part of that is really having quality and high quality surveys for the mountain reconciliation, including pit and the stockpiles. We have used the drones also in exploration, helping out, you know, determine exact terrain features, where are the lakes, where are the roads. And lately, we haven't been using the drones in the pit to help out with geotechnical issues and stabilities and mapping the areas that are really not as safe to approach. So it has helped a lot concerning the safety of the engineering staff and the surveyors, because they really don't have to come close to the faces, they don't have to climb stockpiles, so it helps on the people front, and it's a little bit less labor intensive.
Okay, so there's cost savings, safety reasons, and it's much more efficient in terms of you getting higher quality data.
That's right.
So, I mean, do you have a kind of case study that you would be showing at the conference at all?
Yes, we'll show generally, the idea is to show general usage of the drones, but also the specific areas where we use them in geotechnical and geological mapping.
So for any sort of mining experts out there who want to learn more about drones, it does sound like your talk sounds a very good one to come and see without blowing your own trumpet too much.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, just going back to Anaconda and your operations, you've got three projects, am I right?
That's right.
I know you can't reveal everything given the regulation that you work under, but what's happening with Anaconda Mining in the second half of 2017?
Yeah, we're heavily involved in mining the current pit. It's called Pine Cove Pit, and also preparing another deposit, which is called Stobertite. So there's some road upgrades, and we have to bring the power there, some preparation work for pit to be ready to start around the Christmas time. And also we're doing a lot of work, engineering work around Argyle. We've done some drilling. We're planning to do a little bit more infill drilling to, upgrade the resource. That would be actually the first resource. And also a lot of focus on the Goldboro project. This is our first project in Nova Scotia. We're really looking forward to it. The community's been very welcoming, the same with the government and the First Nations. We started our consultations, baseline studies, and also engineering studies. There are some, we're considering a few options for the Goldboro. One of the options is actually to ship whole ore from Goldboro to Point Reuse. Anaconda currently has a port at the Point Reuse. We're actually exporting our waste rock down to US to Charleston. And there is opportunity actually to use that port and the dock in Goldboro, which is about 2 kilometers from the deposit. Of course, it all depends on the economics. As I mentioned, we're just going through PEA. And the second option is to build a concentrator at the Goldboro and treat the ore there. Our mill at the Pine Cove has some spare capacity on the back end, meaning from the regrind and the leaching. So we're thinking if we were to build the facility there, that would be the concentrator, gravity and flotation. And then the remainder of the cone would be sent to Newfoundland for leaching.
Okay, so that's a really good summary, I guess, of what's going to go on in the next few months at Anaconda. So I think with both the event and your latest job title of Chief Operating Officer and all the responsibility that goes with it, you're going to be very busy for the next few months, Gordana.
Oh, yeah, for quite a few, right?
Yes, indeed. So if anybody wants to register and book onto the Mines and Technology event in Toronto, if you go to the website minesandtechnology.com, you can find more information about registering for the event there. So thank you for your time today, Gordana. This is Gordana Slepchev of Anaconda Mining, ticker ANX on the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.